Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick's house. You heard?
How are you doing?
Good. Are you having trouble hearing me? Can you hear me cool? You all right?
I can hear you fine. Computer acting up. But I hear you quite well.
All right. Great. Great. Wonderful. How was your week?
Interesting. I was sick for most of it with my messed up eye and stuff like that, but I'm good now.
I'm sorry to hear about that. I told you to get that eye looked at. Get it looked at. There is.
I did get it looked at.
As long as you take it before get rid of that. That's not cute.
Mm-hmm. No.
Anyway, welcome to the Brick House this evening. And we're going to give out our contact numbers. And for those who want to call in, our number is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1 if you would like to comment or speak. today, Crush. This evening, we will hot button. And this evening, we're going to be talking about welfare reform. Now, it's been in the news. There are a couple of things that they're trying to do to reform the welfare system. But one of the things that they're trying to do is they're trying to make it mandatory for recipients to receive public assistance. They have to submit to a drug test. And if they are found to be positive for any type of narcotic that is not a prescription-based narcotic, then they can be denied benefits from the federal government. Now, that in itself sounds quite simple to some, but it's a very complicated monster when you think about it. And it affects everybody, because not only does it affect the recipients, but it affects the taxpayer. It affects, you know, Ma and Pa Johnson. It affects Grandma. It affects Donald Trump. It affects everybody. But the person that affects the most is the underprivileged, the poor. And but we're going to be talking about this evening how welfare reform is going to affect society on a whole, but mainly the at-risk population, which would be the poor. So, what do you think about tonight's topic so far?
I think it's an interesting topic. I see a lot of flaws in it, and I do believe a couple of states tried it out at one point, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Now, so basically begin where this is all coming from. This is all stemming from the government and their war on drugs. As you know, they've been battling the war on drugs for years. I have my own theories about that, conspiracy theories, but we're not going to get into that in this show. But mainly they're trying to... There's another topic for another day. But mainly they're trying to reduce the amount of drugs that are trafficked, that are used, that are brought in the country. It's like an all-out war on drugs.
That's
so
funny.
Exactly. Exactly. I find that funny as well. And it affects the poorest communities because they feel that this drug testing is a means of fighting the war on drugs. Because I guess they figure if you know you're not going to receive your public assistance check, then you're going to stay clear of drugs. You're not going to buy them, you're not going to use them, you're not going to drink. And least of all, spend their money to buy drugs. So they look at this as a means of controlling, you know, basically fighting the war on drugs. Okay? Like I said, the poorest communities are affected because, unfortunately, there's a stereotype that since you're on public assistance, you must be a drug addict or you must use drugs or some type of narcotic to get high, because there's got to be a reason why you can't work, why you don't work, why you don't want to work, you know, why you are not an active member of society. They feel that,
but
you
they
know,
are.
They
That's
are.
The crazy thing, because they are.
Mm-hmm.
You're active. I mean, you know, she's a single mother. She got three kids. She's going to school, working two jobs, and she needs a little assistance. So, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, but hey, I digress. I don't know. I gotta say this. I'm an American. I'm an American. I know I am, and I may go to hell for saying something like this. But it just seems like our government is like a room full of the dumbest, smart people we know. I just don't get it. Like, that don't even make sense. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
But you know what? When you think about it, it doesn't take much to get elected into office. When you think about it, you just need a vote. You don't have to be smart. We can elect, anybody could be elected. You don't have to even have an education. Anyone can be elected. There's no criteria for being a politician. They doesn't say you have to have a master's to hold this position. You don't even need a degree to be the president of the United States. The only thing you need to qualify is for that small criteria that they have, born here of a certain age, and you believe you have to be married.
Right.
That's it. You know? You don't have to have a doctorate to be the president. And when you think about it, that kind of validates your claim that there probably is a room full of idiots sitting up in there. Because when you think about it, politicians are elected based on popularity. Nothing else. You know? Why do you think, no disrespect, but why do you think we had Arnold Schwarzenegger as a governor? But that's just my personal. It's my house, and I can say it.
Didn't Gary Coleman apply, too? Didn't he run for it?
Yes, Gary Coleman ran for the seat as well. God bless the deceased, but yes, he did run. And you had a whole bunch of people running. Didn't a porn star run? There was a whole bunch of people, I believe, running for that seat.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show you that you don't need much skill in order to, you know, be the president or be a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, that validates your point about, you know, it seems like they're a room full of, you know, simpletons. They probably are. So, moving right along before, you know, and if you disagree with me, everybody, 805-830-8320, set me straight. Because as far as I know, this is the truth, according to Brick. So, by all means, okay.
Yes, no.
Shout out to Russ in the chat room, and I believe La Drama Princess is in the chat room. Shout out to you guys.
Hey. Tell us what y'all think about tonight's topic. I got excited. I don't know why.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know, maybe because I missed being on air or something. I don't know, maybe bored. But I got excited. I was pressing on buttons. Time was slowing down. Like, why is it creeping by right now?
You missed us. You know?
Is that what it was? I missed y'all?
I think you missed us.
You can also call with Skype for those people that don't have the phone number. If you go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com/LIVE, and scroll to the bottom of the page, big old brown button that says call with Skype. Type in your username, and it'll automatically call us. And press 1. Right. It's free.
It's free. So you can Skype. Just come on and call in. Skype in. Get in our chat room. phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the live tab and, you know, chat with us. Chop it up with us. Okay? So,
chop it up with us. So
moving along.
Talking about the, I don't know. I haven't done any research. I'm going by memory when I read this, it was kind of expensive I think it was like a Carolina down south or something that had tried to implement the drug test, and they found that it was too expensive, right? They found that it was too expensive for to pay it. It was dishing out like $3.24 a pop or something like that. And they give you a certain amount of times to be tested or something like that. Like the first time they pay, the second time you pay. It was a whole criteria they had you go through hoops and stuff like that, which was stupid because what if you in a shelter or what if you in a drug treatment program? You're gonna deny them benefits because they already in the system as drug addicts.
Exactly.
Or drug users.
When you think about
it. If they do test positive, are y'all offering them services? Are y'all offering the option to go to a drug treatment program? Or, you know, does it just stop there? You know? Makes sense.
You're right. Because you have a lot of people who are in methadone treatment. What about these people? You know? So, when you think about it, Is it really a good thing? You know,
mm-hmm.
Some people will tell you yes, they do. Some people will tell you that. Some people will say, you know, I pay taxes. You know, some people come from the position of they don't feel where they should have to, you know, have their taxes go to someone who's on drugs and who doesn't want to work. You know, I mean, that's how some people feel. Some people feel this would be a good thing. But I've, according to the Civil Liberties Union, American Civil Liberties Union, which is a wonderful, wonderful mm-hmm. organization that protects our civil rights and our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Civil mm-hmm. Liberties Union, this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, what they're doing.
Mm.
Okay? And anyone, if you're not familiar with the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, that protects our right for illegal searches and seizures. And I pulled it up and I'm going to read you the Fourth Amendment. It's quick and it's concise and to the point. And it is the people to secure their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. It shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. So while that covers property, your car, your person, that also covers what comes out of you as a person. Meaning, mm-hmm. they cannot take any type of DNA from you, whether it's urine, blood. They have to have some type of warrant or some type of something to get this information. They just cannot do this. So the fact that they are testing people's urine to see if they're on drugs or not is a violation because they're not supposed to do that. Technically, it's an illegal seizure of mm-hmm. your person because even though it's waste and it's coming out, it's still yours, technically. So you mentioned earlier, Crush, that this has been done in other states.
It's been done in 7 states.
Mm-hmm. A main state this has been done in, which is one of the largest states, would be Florida. This has been done.
Yep.
And actually, people appealed and they fought it. A lot of people fought it. The American Civil Liberties Union, as a matter of fact, fought this case and ended up winning. They won this case. And, of course, everyone appealed. The government appealed, and they lost the appeal. Okay? This was in February of 2013. The Court of Appeals, they supported the decision to end Florida. To end Florida's applicants from having to submit to these drug tests. So they stopped it, dead in its tracks, because people were being violated. I mean, how would you like it if I just came along and said, I'm just going to test this and see what you ate last night, Crush. You know, you come to me and say, listen, I didn't cheat. I didn't need, potato chips. And I'm like, okay, well, let me test your urine and see and take it to a lab and see. And let's say that you find out about this. You're like, but I told you I didn't need any. I said, well, I still tested it to see anyway. What does that do to your credibility as a person? What does that do to you? You feel violated. You're like, wait a minute. Who gave you the right to do that? Who gave you the right? I'm giving you this for one reason, and I just took your urine and decided, listen, I'm going to do this to it. It's a violation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that it was shot down. And then Georgia tried to do it as well. They tried to come up with something similar, but they worded it differently, but it was still the same thing. That, too, was shot down in 2012. They tried to release a similar bill. And Arkansas did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was shot down because the Arkansas tried to make people take a drug test for unemployment benefits. Now, your unemployment, you're entitled to your unemployment, okay, whether you are on some type of drug or not. You worked for your unemployment. Everything that you worked for, that you put in, when you pay taxes, you put in for unemployment as well. You paid unemployment tax, too. So it's only fair that you should be able to receive what you put out. But they want to deny you that just for the simple fact that they believe, okay, you know, this is a person who uses drugs, so we're not even going to give you the benefits you're entitled to because you're a drug user. And this is affecting the poorest of communities. And as you know, we need our money. I'm one of these poor people, you know. People need their money. And I don't think this is a good idea. Personally, I think that it is a horrible idea. The thought of it is sickening. And then when you think about it, when you look really deeper, there's a deeper, deeper problem that can also be, you know, obtained from this type of illegal seizure. So, you know, so what do you think about, you know, these states, Crush, doing this to these people just so that they can eat? Just so that they can, you know, these people having to submit to this stuff just so they can eat, just so they can feed their children. Because they were doing it to people who received TANF. TANF is T-A-N-F. That's Temporary Aid for Needy Families. So they're doing this to families. It's not like they're just singling out people who, like single people who are on public assistance. They're singling out families, people who have children to feed. Mothers, fathers, you know, who depend on this subsidy to feed their families. This is who they're targeting. So what do you think about what I said so far, Crush? I'm going to give you a chance to, you know, give me your opinion on this. I think it's disgusting.
I do, too. I think it's disgusting. I think they are trying to single out a small group of people. Not saying that. Let's not be, let's 100. There are people out there that's abusing the system. And, you know, and if that's the case, if you're going to do drug testing, you might as well do DNA testing, pregnancy testing. Y'all need to cover all the bases. It's not just drugs, what they're doing it, though, as far as the excuse as fighting the war or crime, you start at the bottom to the top. No, y'all need to start at the top. Y'all need to check y'all borders. Check your airports, because it has to come here from somewhere. That crackhead, the welfare recipient, had to buy from somebody, and that person had to buy from somebody, and that person had to buy from somebody. So y'all starting at the bottom and getting nowhere. Y'all been in the streets harassing black men, black boys that's walking on the streets, minding their business, illegal searching, police brutality, all this stuff is stemming from that. Now they're going to use that as an excuse. Y'all not getting y'all benefits, so this population right here, that's where all the drugs, that's what they're trying to do, single us out. I think it's another way of excuse for harassment at the end of the day. You put another stigma on it, y'all going to be like, oh, well, it's just this community, when it's really not just this community or just this location. You know, I think that's another way of trying to tag somebody, you know, in a sense. You know, you're trying to tag them because you're not just jotting down if this person is positive. You have to write in calculation where they are, how old they are, what race they are, and then all of a sudden the results in the news get all mixed up. In those same trouble areas, Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Canarsie, Brooklyn, this project, that project, all that is rounded up. It's not old John out of 30 million. You know what I mean? It's not just that. All they know that this is a cluster right here and a cluster right there. And it's just another way to separate the haves and have-nots.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
My thoughts on it.
I agree. You know, because this is affecting the African American population. Okay, I mean, it affects everybody on a whole. I mean, I have my views. I believe it's a target aimed directly at us. Okay, and
it is.
You know, because I mean,
I think it is. I really do. I think it is because you have, and sorry to interrupt, but when you think about it. like right here in our local area, when you go to that one particular PA office, which serviced the whole neighborhood or the whole section that it's in, you know, everybody from Bed-Stuy, Clinton Hills, Fort Greene, Williamsburg is all going to this one PA section, right? Now, mm-hmm. you got this section, and let's not forget, Williamsburg is mainly what?
Jewish.
Right. It's a Jewish population. But they in there 10 times more. They make sure they go every appointment. They in there 10 times more than you would see a black family.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But they don't tell you that, you know, they're not counting that population. For some reason, Williamsburg is always out of the numbers. It's always the projects that they end up aiming at. You notice that when they report it? They always report you. You're not going to sit up there and tell me that 55% of Williamsburg is black. I don't believe you. You need more people. I look. You know what I mean? Like, we live in Brooklyn. We know what Brooklyn is made up of. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to sit up there and try to brainwash me and think that all of a sudden the Jewish area, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that there's no black people there, not saying that there's no Spanish people there, not saying that those people aren't there, but the majority of those people in that little cluster right there is Jewish. And the majority of them are on public assistance, and you see them right up in that office, right next to the black, right next to the Hispanic, right next to the other minorities, trying to get their benefits. And yes, they are raising hell when you try to tell them they not qualify for their benefits.
Crash,
I'm just saying, the numbers all of a sudden get obscured. Yeah, the numbers all of a sudden get obscured. You know what I mean? When they start giving out the report.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You hit on the head right there. Because you're absolutely mm-hmm. right. You are absolutely right. The majority receive food stamps. They may not receive the cash, maybe, but they do receive those food stamps. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And if you also notice, like you stated, that there's one office for, they do it by neighborhood. Because when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
People from my area, where I'm in the area of Canarsie, Brooklyn, people in my area go all the way downtown Brooklyn to
mm-hmm. Greenwood, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Williamsburg, when you look at the distance between Williamsburg, those who are not familiar with the area of New York, when you think about it, the area of Williamsburg is closer, much closer to downtown Brooklyn than my area, Canarsie, is to downtown Brooklyn. We're talking a commute for maybe from where I am, if you take the bus, the commute will probably be about an hour and a half from point A to point mm-hmm. B, just waiting on buses and transferring and all that other nonsense. But if you go from Williamsburg, I believe it's one bus, one or two buses.
It's one bus, the 35.
Yep, exactly.
35 take bus, you right there.
That can take you
the 38,
right there.
I'm sorry, not 35, the 38.
38, yeah, exactly. The 35. 38
take you right there on Franklin Avenue. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and it'll take you from point A to point B. And no time at all. So why aren't there Jewish people in the center? Why aren't they in the center with the black and the Latino? It's ridiculous. And, you know, and they try to make it seem like, you know, oh, well, this is just the way it is. And you're like, no, wait a minute, because you have people that live in, Bed-Stuy. The extreme Bed-Stuy, like around kind of where you're located, Crush. Now, you're about a stone's throw from Williamsburg, where you are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not close, but you're closer to Williamsburg than you are downtown Brooklyn. So why is it that you can come from point A that way and come downtown Brooklyn, but they don't go downtown? They go to somewhere else. And it's modern-day segregation. Basically.
Right.
And when you think about it, I've never been to the Jewish center, but I can guarantee mm-hmm. you those people are not sitting there all day. I can guarantee you that. I see.
Oh, no, because they got their paperwork. Right.
I see a much organized machine than what's going on in the other senses. You know, I see them being much more organized. They probably serve coffee and tea for all I know.
What about the water with that man?
You know, but it just shows exactly. And I know they would never ask one of these Jewish people. Now I've seen physically. I have seen Jewish people rolling up blunt, smoking weed. I've seen it. These gentlemen, I've seen them smoking weed. So it's amazing how I know that these people would not be targeted to be drug tested. I know they wouldn't. They wouldn't ask them to pee in a cup and let me check it.
They were like, no, you can't do that. I violate the, you know, them rabbis and them commissioners would be on their ass so fast.
Yes.
I'm not trying to hear that. Oh, that's a violation of our religion.
Exactly.
That's what they would have told them. It's part of our religion. You can't do that. That's a violation. That's going against our culture. You discriminating against us because of our culture. That's something that they hide behind. I mean, you know, it is what it is. But you know.
Yeah, they do. But if, you know, Abdul Ali says the same thing, in the black census, his case is closed. Okay. He gonna get a nice little letter that says your case has been closed for failure to comply. Now it's against his religion too, but how come it gets no type of you know, credibility? Nothing. You know, so these are just some of the things. You know, I really don't want to make it about race, but you know, you have to look at it for what it is. You have to look at it in black and white. And this is the world that we are living in now. And a lot of things, you know, if you sit down and you look at certain situations, you have to ask yourself, why is this the case? Why is this happening? Why is this the situation now? Why is this happening? You have to ask yourself that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pretty. But you know what? These are the things that happen. This is what happens.
These are the times.
These are the times.
These are the times. Right.
And it's not getting better. It's not
going to
get better.
And it's starting off strong. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's starting off small. Like, they started off back in, and this is recent, folks. Don't think this is, you know, not 2015. Like, all this is happening within the last 5 years.
Yes.
Within the last 5 years, like, all this is happening. 2011, that's when they had Florida and Missouri. And then, you know, you got Arizona, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Let's look at the dynamics of all those places. Arizona, Georgia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, Florida, and Missouri. I don't know what's that saying. You know, they go into the quietest states first, and then they're going to work their way around. But as I posted in the thing, they spent $30 per test, per drug test, and end up spending over 45,000 more than they would with the welfare payments. Because according to them, if you're trying to apply for assistance, and if I put the date in for, the 11th, and I take my test, and for whatever reason, my test don't come back, or, you know, you got to have to pay me that back money.
Mm-hmm.
Once I apply for something, my application is in it until you officially deny me. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all sitting up here trying to, you know, do the drug testing. So once y'all get that out the situation, and I do pass, you got to pay for me missing out for the last 3 months. And if I don't get assistance for whatever, or the temporary that I need, now y'all got to put up for whether it be the increase of crime, because now I gotta find ways to eat. So what I'm going to do? I'm going to either run to a shelter. If they don't got room for a shelter, you know, you end up going to crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the only part of it. So in the midst of you thinking you're going to save money, you end up dishing out more money than you really would have if you just left the laws the way they were.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. That's, you know, like I said, they like they're the dumbest. Like, I wouldn't do that. That's a waste of resources right there. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this has to do with more of a corporate thing. This is just another avenue. This is just another avenue for a write-off for a corporate thing. You know what I'm saying? Because now somebody's going to come out with this, all of a sudden, this test that, you know, they come out with this brand-new test that only cost them $10. You know, now they got a contract with the state. You know, or if this person, every time this person is denied, or every time a person is denied, you end up getting money off of that. You get what I'm saying? Every time a person get tested and come back positive, you getting somebody's getting a percentage off of that. You know what I'm saying? Because now this racks up other resources. You know what I mean? Like, this is racking up other resources, whether it be medication for that drug treatment or just a drug treatment facility. Now it's publicly owned, or you know what I mean? Or this grant is going here, this grant is going here. It's another avenue. It's another avenue to the laundry. You know what I mean? Like, there's more to it that we don't see on the business end, because I'm like, okay, if you're trying to save money, where is this money supposed to be going? What money are you saving?
Exactly.
Who's pocketing that money? Because taxes are up. You know what I mean? Taxes don't go down. Taxes, I've never heard of taxes going down in history. Has that ever happened?
Oh, please. Never
right.
That.
So where's this? Right. So where's that extra money going?
Exactly.
You know, somebody's benefiting.
Yep.
It ain't the people.
Of course not. Of course
and
not.
The government, I mean, these are big corporate organizations got their hand in. You say they already gave them rights as a regular person did. So I could just imagine what all this other stuff is accumulating, you know, as far as their pocket is concerned, as far as these government contracts that people are going to be seeking out. You know, now it's going to be a whole new war on the corporate front. I don't know. Just me thinking out loud.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and people are not thinking about it. They're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at the big picture. And I think that's what's really messing everybody up, because nobody is looking at the big picture here. Nobody is seeing that, you know, exactly how this is a snowball effect. You know, it's going to get bigger. You know, it's not going to lose momentum anytime soon. You know, this is really something we really need to be concerned about, people. You know, and it may seem minor to, you know, or, you know, you feel it doesn't affect you. I need to remind everybody that in these times that we're living in, everyone is just a paycheck away from being at the welfare center. Okay? When it happens quick. So don't think that, oh, this doesn't affect me and I shouldn't care, because it just takes you, everyone's one paycheck away from being at the welfare office. That's something my mother always told me, and it's so true, because you never know.
Especially in these times, right.
Just because you lose your job doesn't mean those bills stop. You know, and we have, a lot of us like to live way beyond our means. $200 taxes and credit cards and all this other stuff, all it takes is for you to walk into your office and see a pink slip sitting at your desk or something like that, and it could be anybody. You know, so we all need to be concerned. And the last thing you ever thought you'd be doing is peeing in a cup to get a couple of food stamps and $100, you know, in your pocket. So, what does that say? It doesn't affect me. It does affect you. Please believe it to be true. Don't find out the hard way. And don't wait until you're sitting in that welfare seat to start making noise. Okay?
And the gentrification as well is playing a big part into it as well. I really see that too. Gentrification is playing a big part in the way our society is just looking at these different neighborhoods now. you know, if you come to my neck of the woods, Brick, you would think you was in Midtown Manhattan right now.
Oh, I know how they
you would
do
think
it.
You was on. You would think you was on 44th and 9th Avenue in a convenience store. Like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Mind you, this want to be one of the roughest, toughest blocks, you know, in Bed-Stuy. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So.
They have nice little sidewalk cafes, and they have bottled water and cucumber sandwiches, which is wrapped in cellophane and all this other nonsense. Listen, I know. Believe me, I know. You know, and that's also affecting us as well. We're gonna definitely have that as a topic this year. How we're gonna follow up on our first gentrification show, because we did one before, and we are definitely gonna do another one again sometime soon, because it is gone bananas now. You know, a little off subject. The other day, I was on the corner of Fulton and Albany, and I had no idea where I was. And I said, my God, this is not the same Fulton in Albany.
In 10 years ago. Don't even go 20. Go 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Fulton Street on the whole, listen.
There was major construction going on. They're constructing some monstrosity on the corner of Albany. And I'm like, okay, what on earth is this going to be? Then I see they put a deal there on Fulton Street. I see this whole terraces, a high-rise with these terraces and, you know, this exclusive building, and I'm like, my goodness. You know, all I saw was the vanilla people all on the balcony. Mm-hmm. Bunch of vanilla. Mm-hmm. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
them
see where
them condos are going for thousands of dollars. Like, them condos are, yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it is definitely something that needs to be addressed. So we will be having a gentrification show.
Yeah, and how does that affect our numbers, if you will? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all what it boils down to, the numbers,
you know
how they classify certain situations.
I'll tell you real quick how it affects our numbers. They report that welfare enrollment is down. Unemployment is down. You know why it's down? Because people don't qualify anymore, so there's no need to call that damn number.
Because
they've
been
so
all of a sudden, shit is missing. Right.
People haven't gotten
jobs. Well, we don't need to dish out that no more. Oh, we could take money from here and do this, and they're going to cut back.
People are not getting employed. They're not getting jobs. They're just getting kicked off. So that's well to look at. So whenever they report on the news that unemployment is down, I'm like, oh, really? They say, oh, yes, there's been a drop in unemployment claims. Oh, really? That's because those old claims, meaning nobody is filing, meaning either they don't qualify or they got kicked off. They ran out of benefits. So the fact that they're not filing or they're not dialing that number means absolutely nothing. You have to look deeper. And in Bed-Stuy, the amount of welfare recipients in Bed-Stuy has decreased significantly. And the reason why is because they're being kicked out of their homes because they can't afford to live there because everything is going condo. So we need to.
And another reason why rent will go up and reform will happen in the neighborhood, gentrification. So that, and then all of a sudden, Bed-Stuy is the new Park Slopes.
This is why I tell everybody, watch the news and you listen to the news and you hear business reports and such, look closer. Think outside of the box. Because the news is going to tell you, or people, corporations are going to tell you what they want you to hear so you can continue to spend. That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to say, oh, the job market is wonderful, so that you go out there and continue to spend money that you don't have. So we get a little bit smarter. But we get a little bit off topic. I want to jump back on the topic real quick. But right now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Crush, we're going to talk about a little bit more about this drug testing and how I feel that this is bad business for my brothers out there. This is really bad. I mean, it's sisters, but I think it's even worse for you brothers. And when we come back, we are definitely going to set up, and I'm going to tell you why I feel that it is worse. Once again, the number is 805-830-8320. Press 1 to be placed in the queue if you would like to call in and comment on what we're talking about this evening. We're talking about welfare reform, validation, or violation. Should mandatory drug testing be allowed to receive public benefits? Okay? So we're going to take a little short break. We're going to listen to a little something-something. And when we come back, we're going to chop that up, Crush, and see exactly, you know, if this really holds water. We're going to see why this is bad for everybody, all right? So stay tuned, and we will be right back, okay?
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of True Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. You're on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the True Brothers family. Peace.
All right. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to the sounds of the Brick House. I am your hostess with the mostest, Brick Wilkes, joined by my partner in crime, La Crush. La Crush.
Hey.
All right. We were talking about drug testing. Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm noticing a little cold. So, Crush, why don't you just for the new people that have called in, like hip them to what we've been talking about so far.
We've been talking about welfare reform, validation of violation. A few states have already started this, but they have proposed that all welfare recipients receive drug testing to qualify. So we've been sitting up here for the last almost hour chopping it up, giving our opinions on if we agree or disagree with this new method and how it has been affecting all of us, no matter your color, no matter your price range, it's going to affect everyone. So we've been just really chopping it up. We have Russ from across the seas in the chat room topping it up with us as well. The Drama Princess is in there. You, myself, we're having a good time. So hit us up at phonefantasyradio.com/live or call us live at 805-830-8320 and press that 1. And shout out to the 929 who's listening as well right now.
Okay, great. Wonderful. We're all caught up. I'm coughing. My throat is cracked. I'm still here. God willing, I can finish this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We were talking about DNA. What about DNA, Crush?
DNA? We were saying, like, because you have, I had mentioned DNA because I was saying, you know, if you're going to do drug testing, you know, well, if you think drugs are out of control, so is pregnancy is out of control. And you got a lot of people who's abusing the system, and I don't know if it's on purpose or not, but I think that if you cannot afford to take care of one child, if you have eight, something needs to be done. You know, across the seas, over in Asia, they limit you to two. You know, so I'm thinking if you can't afford, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that you need, and I think that's abuse. That's abuse. If you going in there and you having all these, and you're not trying to provide no type of parental parenthood, counseling, therapy, they need to look into this because something's just not adding up. And then you have dudes out here who's not stepping up and taking care of the child or claiming the child or have no rights to the child or, you know, not helping out with the child. So that's more strain on the welfare system. I'm not saying that no kid needs to, you know, need help or whatever, but I'm just saying it got to be, you know, a better way. You know, need to look into something like that. If you were, you know, really trying to reform welfare, I mean, let's dig into the problem because you're doing this drug testing, you're paying $30 a pop, you end up spending more money, and you can't figure out who's who. You know what I mean? Out of those thousands of people, it may be 200 people that actually came back positive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a small percentage that you're trying to find to use drug. Whereas if this person is pregnant, you know right away. You know what I'm saying? They're applying for their child. So that's something you can see right away. So now we can either, not saying it has to be expensive. You got Medicaid. I mean, let them utilize it. Send them to therapy, mandatory therapy or a group class or some type of support group or some type of Planned Parenthood. But those is where y'all cutting the course from. You know what I mean? Planned Parenthood and organizations like that, the HEAT program, other local organizations that's right here in the state, in our community, that they're cutting back, they're taking away from. You know, so I don't know. I think it's a setup.
that's a valid point. Now, I'm looking more at this urine being tested. Let's just say, okay, you're testing for drugs. What else are you testing for? You know?
The database.
DNA, exactly. Now, how do we know that this evidence is not going to be placed at some crime scene, okay, later on, and one of our young men are not going to be picked up on something like this?
Oh, I didn't think about that. That is DNA floating around.
It's bad for women, but it's even doubly dangerous for women. Because you don't know if your DNA can wind up on some woman's leg, some dead woman's leg. You don't know if it's something because they just don't like you. And they say, listen, I don't like his face. Because it's out there. You have rogue officers. You have corrupt people in law enforcement. You do have this corruption in law enforcement. How do I know that, you know, my DNA is not going to end up at some crime scene, and they're going to say, okay, well, we can place you in that alley. And I'm like, I ain't never been in no alley. What are you talking about? Your DNA is there. I'm like, listen, I was way over. Well, what is your DNA doing there? You know? And DNA evidence doesn't lie. It doesn't lie, you know? So that's something also that needs to be checked.
Oh, what if they have a database for these parents out here?
What if it is? You know,
I'm just saying, like, you know that you mentioned that, I'm just saying apply it to the mathematics, you know, like I said, there's a lot of guys out there who's not claiming children, a lot of single mothers, and they try to crack down on that too, right? They started sending guys to jail that wasn't paying child support and doing the DNA testing. I mean,
yeah.
Why not?
You know, and
why not? And what if it goes from beyond? No, we're going to take a blood test. Or no, we want a hair sample. We want your spit. You know what I mean? Like, it goes beyond just the urine test. They'll have new ways. Like I said, somebody's trying to find a new way now. So what if it's cheaper to do it this way? You know what I mean? Or take it from that way, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that has to be strongly monitored. What happens to these samples after they're used? You know, are they burned? Are they? What happens to them? You know, what happens to the slide and the stuff was analyzed on? You know, it's a lot goes into it. That's why I said this is a bigger monster than anybody really thinks. You know,
right.
It may be small.
Now you're dealing with biological, right?
But you're dealing with DNA evidence. You know, already they have CODIS. You know, to see if, you know, anybody who, you know, committed a rape or anything like that is in the CODIS system. How you know your stuff is going to end up there? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you just don't know.
Sorry. Here's another thing I wanted to know, I was just thinking about. As you're talking about this, you're doing testing. Wait, hold on, I lost my train of thought. Come back to me.
You know,
it fell away. Come back to me. Because I was just thinking, I really did have something profound in my head, but it fell away.
Take your time.
Come back to me. It fell away.
You know what, I mean, really, you know, we have the CODIS system whereas, you know, how do you know your DNA won't end up there? And they accuse you of some rape somewhere or some other type of assault. You know, this is a like I said, this is a monster because it can be taken and interpreted and placed somewhere and, you know, the wrong information could be, you know, it's a monster. And I think that, you know, what happens to these samples after they're used? You know? Are they, you know, what's going to happen
and
when...
My thing is...
Yes?
Go ahead. All right. Cause, okay, I remember what I was going to say. In certain states now, it's actually legal to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that go hand in hand? Do that state have you know, because if you take an example of my blood or my weed, then I could be a rectional. You know what I meant? A recreational
mm-hmm.
smoker in the privacy of my own home. I don't deal dope. You know, what kind of criteria are they giving these people?
Well, but the ones that mandatorily have to take it for health reasons?
No. I'm talking about the recreational. Like in Colorado, it's legal for you to smoke weed, and it's legal for you to have a certain amount in the privacy of your own home, yes?
Mm-hmm.
In places like Colorado or Washington. So if mm-hmm. you're going to implement this nationally, what kind of criteria would you use? Well, oh, we're just going to exclude weed and we just have for harder drugs? Like, or will they have a, you know what I mean? Like, will we have the database for that too? Like, you know, if you buy weed, you got to scan, you know what I mean? You got to get a credit card or something like that. Like, everything is electronic now, so.
Well, you know what?
I'm just saying.
I would guess. It would be treated as I guess when you would if you were to go and buy a gun, basically, because if it's legal, then I'm assuming they have smoke shops where you can go and buy this stuff over the counter. I'm guessing. I'm not really sure. I don't smoke weed. So
you have shops where you can purchase it,
okay.
But it's really a system. So now you got to prove to these people that it's recreational smoke. Huh?
I guess it would. Same thing. I guess they would either pay maybe with a credit card or they could only buy a certain amount. I'm sure they have some type of system set up in place. I have no idea what it is.
Well, if you got a credit card, I don't know.
It does. I don't know what kind of system they have worked out there where I don't even know why they even have it as being legal in Colorado. I don't understand that at all. You know, I don't get it.
I don't know. Something about weed and mountains. Mm-hmm.
So what you said, weed and mountains. You're funny.
Weed and mountains.
Weed and mountains.
Of all the places,
weed
and mountains. Like,
so what does that do? Take you away somewhere?
Colorado. Aspen guys. Like, right? Like, I don't know.
I don't get that, but okay. Oh. 805-830-8320 if you guys want to call in. Press 1 to comment. You'll be placed in the queue, and we will get to your comment or your question. And if you're shy and you don't want to speak live, you can always go to our chat room at www.phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the live chat link, and you will be directed to the open chat where you can create a little profile, or you can enter as a guest and ask us your question. Okay, moving along. I'm scared of this whole drug testing shenanigan debacle nonsense, and the reason being is because right now we're in a dangerous time, Chris. We're in a dangerous time, and I mean we have a lot of bad guys out there. And by bad guys, I mean the Republicans. We've got lots and lots of Republicans everywhere. They have control over the Senate. And control over the House, which means absolutely nothing is going to get done in 2015. That basically is the way I feel.
And
our president is going to have such a headache this year, it's not going to be
fun. You know, this is what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They wanted to get control. Now, let's see what they do with it. A lot has been accomplished, whether they want to admit it or not, when it comes to the government, the economy, all that stuff that was an issue. It has been improved a lot, and and that's like for another show. But now that y'all got this this control that y'all so much wanted, let's see if stuff dies down now and they actually get stuff done.
What no, they're not going to. This is going to be the most unproductive year yet. And I say that because, you know, we already have them trying to decrease or to cut people off of food stamps already. They have started their nonsense already. Okay?
Right. There's stuff that was implemented when the economy was when the economy crashed, pretty much, they had implemented these emergency rules, right? And now they're trying to renege on them because they see a slight increase.
But like I said before, we have to look deeper at the increase, and they're just looking at numbers. They're not looking at the big picture. And unfortunately, a lot of families are going to be affected if this thing goes into place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what's most disgusting about the whole situation is that now we actually have black Republicans in the House. And I think, you know what, when I saw that, I was so angry and disgusted. And personal reasons, you know, totally selfish personal reasons, but I'm so angry that there are black Republicans in the Congress. I was so bad. I said, I don't believe this. You know, and they're already acting stupid. They're already doing stupid things. And I'm
they
like,
got, oh, well, this one did it and he did this right. I know what you mean.
They're already acting stupid. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, there's one guy up here. He's, oh, what is his name? I forget his name. It's a good thing because, you know, I would choose to call him, a bad name. But my thing is, this guy is already defending some white Klansman. And I'm like, you're black and you're defending a white Klansman? I mean, come on. It's just already they're starting with nonsense. And I'm like, oh, gosh, this is going to be a hell of a year for our president. All I can say is he's going to need a lot of prayer. So everybody needs to come pray for the president because these fools are not going to let him.
You know this is towards the end of his term as well.
I know that. That's why they're going to make it all difficult, you know? Mm. And I know what I really hope that when he leaves office, because you know how when they leave office and they have, they can give clemency to certain individuals. Remember when Bush left and he gave clemency to all these crazy criminals and let them all out? I hope Obama says, you know what, I'm going to free every black man. Incarcerated.
under B felony, they're free to go. Wait, what?
Anybody that went down in the Rockefeller, y'all can go. Y'all can go. Rockefeller drug laws, anybody, y'all can go. You know? Because, I mean, realistically, I know that's not possible.
That would be a way to leave, son. Like,
you're like, pardon all black folks. Peace out. You know?
You got to prove you're black, too, non-Hispanic.
You think you got to prove you're black. And if you're Hawaiian, you that's okay, too. He's like, okay, Hawaiian, y'all. Let me just stop. That's a nice dream. But, you know, I really hope that he does, like, actually consider some people. I know some people sent in applications for pardons. And, you know, maybe. You never know. Maybe he's looking at them. Maybe I know there's a committee set up. I do know that in the White House that accepts these pardons. And so if y'all know anybody that's knocked up or something like that, tell them to submit a pardon to the president. I think exactly what branch it is. But they give pardons. So I'm wondering who exactly he's going to pardon on his way out. I'm wondering, you know. But all in all, I think that, you know, seriously going back to the topic, he's going to have a really difficult time getting these things passed, anything past these Republicans, because they are not looking to play ball with him. Hell, they tried to, and what did they try to do? They tried to sue the president, remember? Now, come on, anytime you try to sue the president for doing his job, come on. They have no love for this man. So my prayers are with you, President Obama. You're going to need it this year because these people are not going to let you vote on what to eat for lunch, let alone a bill or anything else. They are just not going to do it. So we definitely need to, if you hear of this, definitely I encourage everyone within the sound of my voice who is listening to this as it's recorded or being recorded or is recorded, find out who your federal representatives are. Write your representatives, please. Don't think that, oh, who am I? I'm just one person. That's what the enemy wants you to think so that you don't write. Write your congressperson. Call them and say, listen, I voted you in. I want you to vote this way. Okay? That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to vote for the people, not for themselves, for the people. That's why you elected him or her. So definitely I want you all to please find out your representative. Heck, if you don't know your representative, hit me up at Phone Fantasy Radio, PFR, bring it to the radio, or pick me up on one of these, Brick Wilkes, I'm on Facebook.
Imagine you don't know. He told, bring it to the table. We got a Facebook group for those who want to do it on Facebook. It's called Bring It to the Table, T-A-C-A. PFR, Bring It to the Table. Just search, go to our website, fullfantasyradio.com. There's a link right there. It'll take you right to the, scroll to the bottom of the page. It'll take you right to the group. If you got Facebook, if not, you go click on the Contact Us page. Fill out the form, and it'll go to the email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com is our direct email address. And we're all in the chat. I mean, we're all in the group. Russ, the Drama, Crush, Brick, all your favorite people is all in our group when we keep the conversation going. And we'll throw this question up there, too, when we get a chance, to find out what they think about the whole reform and what's going on right now.
Definitely. So, to go on further with our discussion on drug testing, how do you feel about, what do you think about people who actually test positive? What should happen to them? Let's just say it goes through. Let's play devil's advocate. It goes through. What should happen to these people? Fair hearing? What should happen? What are they doing?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. What are they doing in the meantime? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. How do they live?
I tell you what's going to happen. They're going to go to crime.
But what should happen to them? Shouldn't they at least... Should they get something?
They get admitted to a program. If they get admitted to a drug outpatient program, they will mandatorily get assistance.
Okay, so let's just say... How much should they be able to get their whole benefit?
No, they'll get like $60. No, they'll get like $59.50.
Okay.
They only get half. They're not going to get the full thing. They only get enough for them to buy something to eat, like literally. They're only getting half of the full amount of benefits.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you are, and that's another thing too, if you're a man, a single man who needs help, it's actually harder for them to get services. So now you're adding that treatment on this other hurdle they have to go get over. Do you know what I mean? Like you add another hurdle they have to get over. So I'm thinking that's a lot. That's a lot of work right there. So our dudes, I'm thinking crime will go up. Like, what else can you do?
Mm-hmm. This is
What else can you do? It's crime. You're going to steal. You're going to rob. They're going to try to do fraud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to find them a chick to live off of. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
The
all
lady's
right.
going to get to selling that poom poom. I don't know.
All right, folks. We are reaching near the end of our show, really. We talked a lot. We had a really good discussion on, you know, drug testing. We learned about, you know, the Fourth Amendment and how it pertains to drug testing. You know, we talked about the violation, you know, of our rights. We talked about, you know, Georgia, how they tried, how Florida tried, got they got into them to kick rocks. They said no, unconstitutional, cannot be done. It's been stopped. But what happens to the DNA they already correct, you know, collected on this whole subject? What happens to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also learned about how we spoke briefly about the welfare system, how it pertains to race and how it's divided, how it's divisive, kind of, because it kind of turns your brother against your brother, because when you think about it, you know, Mr. Leibowitz doesn't have to go through the same thing Mr. Jackson have to go through, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, Mr. Jackson has to come out and get his, if he can, get his accessorized and take him all the way downtown Brooklyn, and or he got to get on the bus and the train, and, you know, Mr. Shlomo can just walk up the street to his center, you know? So you got to look at it as, why is it like that, you know? Why is it that, you know, we have to go so far to even get benefits? And now that they really split this whole thing up to the point where it's like, before it was just one multi-service center, you go there, and now they want to send you to this one for this, this one for this, this one for this. You know, okay, what do you need? Food stamps? You're going to go to this center. Okay, what do you need? You need cash? Okay, you're going to go to that center. What do you need? You need child care? You're going to go visit that center over there. Everything has just been moved around so much, and the thing about it is that, you know, who's paying for this car fare for you to run all over the place? That's my question.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it kind of makes it, it eliminates the system of checks and balances where you're like, okay, you know, go to this department. You know, they sent me here. Well, why did they send you here? Go back over there. You got to go across town to go back there. Why they sent you here, you got to go here. So it's really distressing, but, you know, that's not really our topic. Our topic was really drug testing, but we did get into
that may be something you could look into, you know, something to look into down the line.
Looking into and talking about, definitely, definitely. So we talked about that, and basically, me and Crush are on the same page today, whereas we think this is a horrible idea, and that it should not be allowed to go through. It should not be passed into law. And as it is now, it is just a bill. And if you don't watch your Schoolhouse Rock, you know that it starts as a bill. No, it doesn't start as a bill. It starts as it does start as a bill, and it becomes actual law. So, you know, it starts as a bill, and hopefully it won't go anywhere. We don't want this to go anywhere. We don't want this to happen. And no, I'm not a drug user, so I'm not trying to protect drug users. I just am afraid of the bigger beast that lies within, the real deal that lies within, and that's DNA everywhere. Everyone's DNA just up for grabs. You just reach up and grab someone's DNA and throw it here. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I've never lied about that. I've always said it. That I believe that is what they're supporting. So hopefully, you know, this won't go to pass, and hopefully we can even say, you know what, let's just let this rock and rock on out. So we have a few minutes left in the show. Crush, do you want to tell us what's coming up for tomorrow?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Okay.
Tomorrow, oh my God, my fucking computer is doing everything it wants to do. Tomorrow is our first episode of Spoken Memoirs, a virtual open mic. We invite poets, freestylers, rappers, songwriters, story authors to come in, I mean, call in 5-8-3-0-3-2-0. Let us share in your talent. You can also submit your music. I'm going to play all indie artists tomorrow. Submit your music on fantasyradio.com. Go to submit music in our menu. And we'll play it right here. You know, we're going to spotlight indie artists. We want to encourage your inner talent. Yes, that's what I was looking for. so that's Monday night, the Monday Night Jukebox. Spoken Memoirs of Virtual Reality. Then on we're back on air Tuesday nights for the Honey Suite.
Wonderful. Yeah. You know, I love the Honey Suite.
Yeah, we're back in for the Honey Suite. It's the Honey Pot, and we're talking about no sisterhood among sisters. Why can't we find unity among our sisters, no matter if you're black, blue, purple, white, you know, we just want to know among women, why there's no sisterhood among women. So we'll be talking about that. Are women to blame? Is media to blame? Is a man to blame? So join me on Full of Flavor Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Central, 805-830-8320, and www.phonefantasyradio.com. Also, go to the top of the page, like us, follow us, Twitter, Google+. You can even download our mobile app. Yes, we do have a mobile app. Go to your Google Store. It's on BlackBerry World as well. So if you have a BlackBerry or if you have Google or Android, you can download our mobile app. Just type in Phone Fantasy Radio and download it. You get the updates. You can listen to past shows. You can see our flyers, videos, things like that. So more to come. Oh, and we also got a live stream. I want to let everybody know we got our live stream popping. You can catch Miss Hart's Power Hour, and you can also catch the replay, the rebroadcast of all shows thus far for 2015. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all my announcements. You got to call in queue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Mm-hmm. Did you say we have a caller in queue?
I said, well, I don't see the hand up. I see a caller. I don't see the hand up. Oh, yeah, they don't have the hand up. Okay, so we can take this call real quick while we're at it. Okay, hello caller, you're live. Hello, hello, hello. What's your name, where you calling from? All right, my name is Chris. I'm calling from out here in Jersey City, New Jersey, but I'm a native New Yorker. So I know I'm commenting late, but I was just gathering information, just listening to what you all were saying. It may be a violation to drug test people, and what may happen is if they do, you know, drug test and people, you know, they get high, their benefits get taken away, then they're just going to jeopardize their living situation across the board. Your rent still got to get paid. You still got to get your basic needs, you know, deodorant, soap, toothpaste and stuff. So my whole thing is what everybody needs to, you know, have is just, look, it's the new year. So new year's, new cheers, new thought pattern. So what that means is get our money up, get off the system, and, you know, look into getting your own business, like an online business, because it's low startup. You don't have to have a physical place to go to own a business, and that's what people seem to they forget that part. They don't realize that. So online business is definitely the way to go. Be an entrepreneur. You come and go as you please. Do your own thing, and don't answer to no one. So staying on the system in 2015 is like still smoking crack in 2015, all these many years later, crack is played out. So being on the system, that should be played out too.
Yeah, that sounds good, but there is a cost. There is a startup cost when you it costs to be on the internet.
Well, yeah, there is. This is true. But it's
cost to
low
have a computer.
Cost.
Like you have to, these have to be people that actually have these, have this equipment already. You know, like if you know, a lot of people don't have access to a computer, or you know, everybody's probably using their cell phone or
exactly.
something like that. But there's only so much you can do. Then, if you want to get work on it, you also have to invest in marketing, promotion. You know, you have to learn how to do certain stuff. If you don't know how to do it, you have to have some type of so it is a slight cost, a startup when it comes to online businessing. Online businesses.
Yes.
So.
Yes, this is true. But the cost is not so high. And if a person just started now, you could always go to the library and use their computer. You know?
No, not really, because they block a lot of stuff that you would need.
Yeah,
well, you
they
do have
in.
Restrictions on computers. Yeah.
What
this is true. They block in like X-ray material. But if you're trying to get your business,
and they
going
block
on,
some places. Okay, never mind.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I saw a girl on the bus, and she was on her Galaxy Note phone talking about she was going down to see about her welfare case. Okay, so. In the age of the smartphone, as the Galaxy Note is basically a computer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's $800-something. Can I tell y'all that, too? Mm-hmm.
She got it on, though. But you know what? We are running out of time. Thank you for calling. And I don't want it to cut you off. That's why I'm just saying that I'm
it's cool. You're welcome. I know. Time is just
and please, definitely, thank you for calling. And, you know, we're on every Sunday, 7 p.m., so please do come back. And we definitely want to have you back on. Thank you for calling and offering your input.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. So,
what's going on next week?
Next week? Oh, wow. We're going to be talking about Reverend R. Sharpton. Is he a troublemaker or a crusader? That's what
we're talking about. Wait, what? Say that slowly.
Reverend Al Sharpton. Is he a crusader or a troublemaker? That's what we're going to be talking about. Okay, so it's going to be good next week.
Ain't that Martin Luther King weekend?
Ooh, yeah. Quite fitting, isn't it?
Because
people are calling him the modern-day Martin Luther King, so we're going to chop that up.
Okay, I don't see that, but okay.
I don't either, but that's what they call him. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We got like 10 seconds. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the Brick House. We will see you next week. Have a blessed and productive week. Take care. Bye, crush.
Good night, everyone.
Everyone, God bless.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Chris.